Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, and Local 304. This is Ken Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio. Quick postal podcast this morning. And sadly, I got to say sadly, but you're going to hear a lot about the issues that I'm going through with my local union 304. You're going to hear a lot about that on the podcast. So I ask that you listen and listen carefully to what it is I'm saying, because it is apparent that those who desire to make it possible that I'm not even allowed to be a candidate in this next election, like taking what I say and just kind of putting their own spin on it. But I say now, and I say always, this is why we podcast. This is why this information is recorded. So if you say, for example, that the president of our national union is taking money out of mail handler pockets, when in fact what I actually said was all the money from the RI-399 settlement was not going to be distributed to every member. Some of that money would be held at headquarters. That's what I said. And again, that's a cost of doing business. And again, because I point that out, that doesn't mean I'm starting up a protest against anybody. That's a fact. And as a mail handler, I have a voice just like every other mail handler has a voice. I just so happen to have a podcast connected to my voice, and my voice is allowed to be heard in a wider area, so to speak. That's my method of communication. But you have to remember, this method of communication is a direct result of you silencing my voice on the union platform. You see, if I was busy being my parents' president, I probably would have never had time to contemplate podcasting. But I do thank you for that now, because it's a excellent way of getting a message out to mass groups of people simultaneously. So to the folks who hear my podcast, again, this podcast, again, it will continue to outline events happening in my station in Columbus, Ohio, again, because I think mail handlers should be informed. And if I can inform mail handlers in Columbus while informing mail handlers in Indiana, Ohio, South Carolina, North Carolina, it doesn't matter, because postal issues are pretty much the same everywhere. So if we understand how we're dealing with an issue successfully in Ohio, maybe that same issue could be transferred or duplicated to an office in Miami, Florida. I'm just saying. So the podcast is going to continue. Again, we'll get back more into contractual knowledge again, because I think that is the original purpose of this podcast, is to disseminate knowledge. I've just been bombarded with issues from my local, and it kind of cut into a bigger portion than I intended. But we'll get back to talking about issues, but I want you to understand that I will keep you apprised and well-informed on the goings-on in our local. And again, if you're happy, you're happy. But I'm going to try to make you aware. Now let's bring this back to Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, this morning at 3 o'clock, Columbus City Gate rolled out a new dispatch scheme, maneuver, whatever name you want to call it. I guess it's a additional part of the DRO, Dynamic Route Optimization. There should be a lot of dock door numbers changed, and dispatching is going to be a little clumsy this morning. So I ask that you make sure you see a supervisor and get the new run sheets, so that in the event, and I happened to look yesterday in a lot of the placards, They were handwritten, but they have the new dock door numbers written on them, which should make dispatching a little simpler. But again, you're going to have a new dispatch operation in effect. Be a little patient with it, because you know, nothing they roll out the first day works. But as always, as mail handlers, we'll make sure that it works. One thing I would like to say is you will probably be receiving, if you're dispatching mail, you should be receiving from a supervisor a new, I think it's one or two page sheets of paper that's going to have the city, the zone, and the new dock door number on it. If you're dispatching mail without that after 3 o'clock in the morning, you're probably sending mail to the wrong area. So I hope by the time you hear this, it'll be too late anyway. But just understand that your branch president, in my limited capacity, tries to stay abreast of what's going on in there so that in a manner without violating my suspension, I can keep the members up to date, those who want to be updated. But one thing I will say as I end the podcast on a happy note, when the new dispatch sheets were giving out today or passed out today for those of us that will be in early in the morning, the new dispatch sheet was listed in dock dispatch door order. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. It was in dock dispatch door order. And I got to say, one of the mail handlers that works on the app, Store 2, my man G, we looked at it together because we'll both be in there tomorrow morning. And he said, how much sense does this make? How do you find where it is that you're looking for? In other words, there was no alphabetical order to the cities, but they were listed in dock door orders. And again, he brought it to my attention. And I spoke with one of the MDOs, the MDO on duty, tour two, and I asked her, is it possible that maybe you could put that in alphabetical order, which is going to make it so much easier for a driver now dispatching to a new dock door to locate the city, then locate the dock door. And I hand clap. Because a result of Gary bringing it to me and me bringing it to an MDO, well, Gary and I discussing it, and then me bringing it to an MDO, we were able to get that. So there's probably going to be two run sheets. You might have one in doctor number, but there is one circulating in alphabetical order, again, which just makes it a little easier as you get used to the new scheme of maneuver when it comes to dispatching mail. Hey, listen, that's my podcast for today. Just ending on a happy note, showing, again, mail handlers engaged can be a great asset to the Postal Service, but we have to get engaged. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, Branch President. Have a great day.